Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Professional. This is Ashley.
Blue.
And we have the lovely Tiffany Manigault here with us today. She's a fashion stylist. But before we get into her, let's discuss our gratitude for this week.
Yes, let's do it.
I don't know, Marlo, how you feeling? You want to go first?
Sure. I am thankful for, it's just been kind of like a breezy week. It's been nice and breezy. I had like classes, so I didn't have to be on the floor at work. So I've been like a normal human being. I've been waking up like 6 o'clock by myself, no assistance. And it's been like, fine, I've been productive. I'm using a desk right now that I put together myself, you know. Mm-hmm. The girl has been checking things off the list, you know, and it feels nice. It feels nice to feel like, okay, I accomplished something. So, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. One thing I must say, you know how to put things together. You're like little Babiana the Builder over
here. I love it. Oh, give me the directions. I love that. I love detangling things. You could give me the most tangled of necklaces. It's just like I'm in the zone.
So I know where to go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nail it, because I still have necklaces that are all tangled up.
Yes, it's like algebra for me, and I need to solve for X. So I'm going to figure out X.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see how the math is not even computing?
The talents. You never know.
Yeah, I'm going to just move on from there. I guess I am grateful for people recognizing the work and effort I put in sometimes.
Amen.
I've been in classes recently, and for the professor to reach out to me and say, hey, you know, I see the work that you're putting in. I know you're balancing a lot. You know, I just want to say you're doing a great job and keep on going. And that encouragement helps me.
That's great. So,
yeah.
I do like when people notice the effort, you know.
Effort.
Yes. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I guess it's my turn.
Yes.
It might be.
All right. So I am just grateful for life this week, mm-hmm. you know, because life is just not guaranteed. So mm-hmm. I am grateful for God waking my family and I, my loved ones up, you ladies up. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful that you two reached out to me. That was so unexpected. So I'm just grateful for the moments, the big and the small ones. They all mm-hmm. matter to me. And I'm just trying to stay in a posture of gratitude to the good Ooh. Lord.
I love it.
Amen.
Thank you.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh, we ended that great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into Tiffany today, right? She's let's a fashion stylist. And we just want to start it off. Tell us what inspired you to be a fashion stylist?
So my mother inspired me to be a fashion stylist, and she has no clue because she's no longer here, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But the beauty is that she started me with dressing me in unique pieces at a very young age. I was a toddler, and my mother used to make my clothes, you know, so I've been dressing uniquely from toddler age on up. She shopped for me. Like, she was not one of those moms who could not shop for their daughters. You know, once your daughter gets to be a certain age, you can no longer shop for her. Like, mom, no, yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was never my mother. She made my prom dress. She made fashion show dresses when I was in elementary school. She made beautiful. She was a seamstress, a designer. She thrifted when I thought it was kind of nasty. I'm not going to lie. Right. I was little, like, ew, why are you wearing used clothes? But she always looked fly, like so unique. And I took cues from my mother, and it just stayed with me, you know, up into adulthood. And she inspired me. Although I'm a nurse, I did pursue nursing, you know, but yeah, I don't know if you know, ladies know
that. We're in good company.
And I've been doing it a very long time. I still do it. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. But I worked, you know, I worked retail. My very first job was working for a woman who had like a concierge boutique. We would go to women's houses with racks of clothing. And it was my job to style the women, fit the women in the clothing. So from, and that was at the age of 14. So from the age of 14, I knew I just enjoyed dressing women, having them, you know, look in the mirror and be surprised at what they look good in and they didn't think they would look good in it, you know, different pieces, shocking them with, oh, this looks good on you. What? I never imagined myself wearing something like this and loving it. So yeah, from a very young age. So my mother, she sparked it all. Yeah. I got a long story to tell you. I don't think this podcast is going to do it.
Listen, because I have questions that's popping off, but I'm going to stay on task. I'm going to stay focused and I'm going to get to them later.
Okay.
So, you know, as a stylist, you obviously, you know, you have to be a visionary because clearly we can see, honey, we can see the fashion.
Thank you.
But like, what's your process? How do you figure out what like your look is going to be for someone you're styling?
Okay. So when I'm styling a personal client, like, you know, I've done fashion as in fashion shows, models, things like that. But I also have personal clients. So I always end with a style consultation. So I just sit down with the woman. We usually do it in person, but it can be done virtually also. But I just like to get a feel of who my client is. I always ask them, what message do you want to convey when you step into a room? What do you want to say through your clothing, through your outfits, your looks? So we start from there. I ask them, you know, do you have a body part that you like to accentuate? Do you want to hide something? You know, what style are you going for? Do you want to step out of your box? And I always encourage women to step out of the style box that we put ourselves in, because I'm guilty of that too at times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I always start with what's called a style consultation. And I mean, I get inspiration from everything, like color inspiration, putting different colors together through nature. The other day I was looking at these washcloths that we just bought and they were laying on top of each other. And I was like, oh, I need to look from those two colors. So I grasp my inspiration from everything. And then I just, you know, I let the client lead, but I also have to, you know, insert myself in my ideas and things like that. So, yeah, I am a visionary.
You are. And I love how you kind of just give these women confidence. You give us confidence. You make us feel good. Once we feel good, we're going to step out there with full of confidence. So
exactly. And I'm very dramatic. Excuse me. So when when a woman puts something on, I'm yelling. I startle them. I'm like, look at yourself. Like one of my girls, when I first style fitting I did with her, I was just like stunned at her outfit, her clothes, her wardrobe. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm very dramatic and it's real. It's authentic. So I really want to make women feel good in the skin that they're in and also in their clothing.
Yeah. We need cheerleaders, especially when you are stepping out of your comfort zone.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were talking on how you have clients on a personal level. Now let's transfer or translate it now into shows. Like, tell us your experiences working at shows and even tell us the highlights and challenges of it.
Okay, so working fashion shows, I've been blessed to work New York Fashion Week, LA Fashion Week, and it's always the same feeling, which is exhilarating, high energy, intense. Those are the highlights, you know, networking. And some of the challenges are, it's basically just making sure that you are putting the model in the designer's vision, that vision that the designer has. You want to make sure your model is completely in that look, not half stepping when she steps on, he or she steps on the runway. They have to be fully decked out from head to toe. So you got to get with the makeup artist. You got to get with the hairstylist and make sure they are able to capture the vision of the fashion designer. Or even my vision, you know, like sometimes a designer I've worked with before, he's given me freedom, you know? So yeah, which was great. And I would say one of the biggest challenges we did was in, I think it was LA Fashion Week, where we decided to, no, the designer, this was his idea, to change the models on the runway. So as they walked back, we had the clothing rack there. So we were behind the clothing rack so nobody could see what we were doing. But you want to talk about intense.
Oh, that's intense.
Yeah. We were sweating. We were nervous. We, come on, hurry up. Get into this. Mm-hmm. And it worked. It worked. It was great. So that was exhilarating. Yeah.
Listen. I mean, I feel like we've all watched those shows, the Project Runways, all of that, the Next Top Models, and to see, like, it ain't no joke.
No joke. No
joke. So that hustling, bustling, yeah.
It's stressful, but if you love what you're doing, you're going to enjoy it despite the stress. Yeah.
That applies to basically everything, and it's very true.
Everything, yeah.
So when it comes to vintage boutique style, you know, redefined, what is your process when you're doing those kind of looks and shopping for vintage pieces?
Okay, so when I'm curating my vintage collection, what I do is if I don't have a lot of time when I step into the store, I immediately, as I walk down the aisle, I'm just looking for things to pop out at me, like prints, bold prints, patterns, rich textures, bold colors. If it's neutral, I want to make sure that it's a nice neutral, that it still looks like it's in new condition. You know, you don't want to pick up anything dingy. I walk with my Tide stick, which is why you can't really see the label anymore, because there's a stain on that clothing item that I want. I will just put the little Tide stick there and make sure I can get it out before I purchase it. I don't think that's anything bad, but, you know, because I'm actually getting the stain out. Yeah.
My mom's the type to ask for extra discount because of the stain, but I ain't mad at it.
Stores are not giving you a discount at all. That's your discount, shopping in a thrift store. Yeah. So they're not hooking you up with a discount. But yeah, that's my vision. And, you know, I don't usually dress all vintage. I usually have a vintage piece. So that's my whole thing. Like, that's my tag. Like, I want to show women how to elevate your contemporary wardrobes by incorporating a vintage piece or two, even if it's vintage earrings or a vintage ring. You know, that's how I like to do it. Yeah.
I like that.
And vintage is timeless.
Everything always comes back.
Sure, the condition of the clothing is not like today with the fast fashion. That's why I love vintage. Yeah.
You're not lying about that.
Yeah. I'm not going to front. I wear some fast fashion, you know, so I can't say that, but the quality is not always the greatest.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then can you tell us how working at photo shoots, how was that flow for you? As well.
Oh, I love photo shoots. They're just exciting. Also because I love photography. I have so much respect for photographers because they're able to just capture a moment, you know, and just make it look beautiful, come to life. Just a picture can come to life. The outfit that I style a woman in or a man, you know, it's usually women that I work with. In a beautiful photo, you can see the story, you know, without words. It doesn't have to have any words attached to it. So I really enjoy photo shoots. I'm a perfectionist though, when it comes to photo shoots. So I'm always hopping in to fix this. You just have to make sure that you have a keen eye, you know, a good eye for detail, because if any little thing is off, I want to make sure I spot it and fix it before the photo shoot continues. But they're fun. Y'all should do what I'm just saying and let me style you. Yeah.
Well,
listen, we might just take a drive. No pressure. Come on up.
You already know our makeup artist. So, you know.
That's my girl, my sissy Rach. That's right.
Ooh. The two of y'all together.
We've worked together before, and it's always a
great problem.
Yes. Yes.
It was going to be a party.
Yes. Oh, we need to discuss this.
We will.
Coordinate. We got to coordinate.
Coordinate. We'll get it together.
Yes. Like,
whenever y'all are ready.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to, speaking of which, a regular woman, you know, regular women like us.
The everyday woman.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give you know, to make like an outfit pop? What's that thing to kind of like set them apart?
Yes. So what I like to do when I'm getting dressed and what I recommend to women is always have that at least one standout piece. Mm-hmm. And again, it could be in your jewelry. It can be in your jacket, your jeans, your shoes, anything, just something to get a conversation going, you know, not necessarily like you may not want to talk to somebody, but it's nice to get a compliment. You know, for me, I like that because I start a conversation and then that can parlay into, oh, yeah, I style. I do this, you know, for a living, you know. But for the everyday woman, I just recommend just jumping into unique pieces, like eclectic pieces. Challenge yourself, you know, buy something that you would not normally buy for yourself. You don't have to stick to the basic pieces. You know, a lot of the times I see people talking about the essentials. And yeah, it's good to have the essentials like a blazer, a good white shirt. You'll never go wrong with that. But it's also fun to incorporate color and just different, unique, eclectic pieces into your wardrobe. And you can always balance it out, you know, an eclectic piece with an everyday essential piece, and you can make it work.
Listen, I go by just a pop of color. I feel like that is like my go-to. When in doubt, I'm going to put on the right pants. Yep. I'm like, okay, I need to do something. Yep.
Yeah.
Let's do some yellow and pop it out.
That's exactly what I saw you in just now when you were speaking of it because of your complexion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those gold tones look great on our skin, you know?
They do.
Yellows, oranges, golds, just about anything. Yeah.
Listen, I'll be trying, but that's a Jamaican in Ashley. It's going to pop up one way or another. She going to throw some color in there, and I can appreciate it.
Yellow, some green, some black.
I can't take it.
Get the flag going. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
That's right.
But do you have any advice to any other women of color out there who are in the fashion industry, who is trying to get into it, who are currently in the industry, any advice to them?
Yes, go for it. You know, like if you're thinking about getting into it and, you know, you're not sure where to start, what I did, I just put myself out there. I networked. You can start going to fashion shows and networking. You know, you may have to buy your tickets at first for certain fashion shows. And then as you make your way into the industry, you can, you know, contact PR, things like that, the designers PR to get invitations and invites and things like that. But what I would say is just network. You want to meet photographers so that you can build your portfolio. You want to meet models and who can model for you, or even use your friends. If your, you know, friends are model-esque or they just, and I don't, when I say model-esque, I'm not talking about, you know, like size 2 or 4. I'm just talking about somebody who does not mind being in front of a camera, you know? And so network, also boutiques. What I did, I used to feature boutiques. I used to go to boutiques and do a highlight, like boutique of the week. And that way, when you want to pull clothing, if you have a client or a photo shoot or something like that, you make that connection with the boutique owner and you have built a relationship, a good rapport, you can call on that owner and say, hey, I have a photo shoot. You know, do you mind? Can I pull some clothing? Can I pull some looks? Just, you got to put yourself out there. So network, fashion shows, go to boutiques, meet photographers, start to do photo shoots, build a portfolio, build your stylist rack. So what I used to do is I would go to stores when they had sales. And so I would just have a wardrobe, you know, ready for fashion shows. For photo shoots and things like that. You shop the sale rack, you know, or you save money and buy like higher end pieces as well as lower end pieces. But just to have a nice eclectic mashup. And just stick to it and try to find a mentor. You know, try to find someone who doesn't mind you shadowing them. Yeah.
I want to say, like, I completely commend you because, Thank you. Like you said, you are a nurse and you still do it. But there's so many people who, whether life, you know, and practicality, if you will, or, you know, to not pursue that dream because clearly it's been in you. And a lot of times life or other people will suppress that. Oh, and you were like, nah.
Yeah. They tried.
I'm going to go for it.
They looked at me like I was crazy when I was working my 10 and 12 hour shifts every day at work, putting outfits together, you know, doing things like that. And then when I said I was going to go do a boot camp, like a 2-day boot camp, doctors were telling me, you're wasting your money. You know, a friend or two told me, why are you doing that? You're wasting your money. It was one of the best things that I did. So I did this, you know, I'm a woman of a certain age. So I didn't start out super young doing this, you know. I just decided to go for it. And this has been almost 10 years now. Yeah.
I love it. So, wow. It was on your heart and you did it.
Yeah. It's a fire that I just realized, you know, it's never going to die. So I just had to go for it. Yeah. And just close my ears to the naysayers. And cling to the people who champion me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So tell us, where can the people find you?
So the people can find me on Instagram. I have a website in the works for Style Redefined. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I do have my page, Style Redefined, at Style Redefined on IG. And for my personal style page, it's at Tiffany Manigault Style. So, yeah. And I guess the spelling will be given.
We will link all of that for the people.
Yeah, we'll let the people know.
Website's coming soon.
Oh, we know it's going to be fly. It's going to be fly.
Thank you.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. On that note, thank you so much, Tiffany, for joining us.
Yes.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me, ladies.
Yes.
Of course. People, let us know your thoughts. Comment, subscribe, like, follow Tiffany.
Yes.
Thank you. And follow these beautiful ladies.
Yes. Wear something bold. Get a little, you know, statement piece.
Yes. Shimmy. Yes. Wear your statement piece and shake those shoulders. That's right.
Yes. On that note, bye, everyone.
Take care. Bye.